to make ramen soup in so many different ways.
Ooh.
So I, because it was a dollar for five, right?
Yes.
So then
yes.
I could have ramen soup Monday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday. I could have it dry. I could have it wet. I could have it fried. I could have it stir fried.
Yes, yes.
So me and ramen soup, that was like the best. It was like a love affair.
Yeah.
If I had to pick anywhere to eat, it was definitely going to be at my house because at least I knew I was going to get a good quantity of food.
Yeah.
And for half the price.
Well, there you have it, folks. Small local business that we got to support. Yeah. I think everyone can relate, though, to the ramen. I literally just had ramen yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
This is the student diet. Yeah. We all do. That's also Mark here.
That's
agreeing.
Right, yeah. Mark say, hey, yeah, thumbs up on that.
That's me too.
That's
right. Okay. First of all, you are just such an incredible person. I'm so glad that our paths have crossed because for me, you've meant so much to me through it. Just my legal education, my time here, and meeting you, I just felt like, wow, there's a possibility out here. The times are changing. The legal landscape is changing.
Yes.
So I want to just thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for being you.
Thank you for having me.
Like literally one of the coolest people I've ever met.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
Feelings mutual.
Oh, there you go. And we really appreciate having this kind of conversation. I'm really excited to see what kind of conversations come after our time.
Yes.
And so I also want to give a few other shout outs and thank yous. I want to give a big thank you to obviously our tech team who set this up for us today, the Mike Square team.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank CFRC because we're going to be airing this live in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM. You can catch us for Queen's Law Hour. Thank you so much for giving us the hour. Thank you so much to Tim and my main man Mark, always, for helping us out. CDO, Julian, and Mike, and for you, the audience, for listening. There are genuinely people who come up to me and who say, oh, you know, I listen to this and I listen to that and I really like these aspects. So if this means anything at all to you, that there's not just one way to be a lawyer, thank you so much for listening, for making this possible. You can catch us on Spotify, SoundCloud, your favorite streaming services at QLaw Pod Special Series. And I'm Afshin Chatter, and I'm signing off for What's Next with Afshin.
Very nice.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hey, Luke Berry here.
And this is also Luke Berry.
And welcome to The Grove.
What's up? It's Sarah and Aiden here. And I'm here from Beat Banter, and I love The Grove so much. Oh my God. That's the best show.
The best show.
The only show.
Yeah, second best is mine, but is ours. This is getting confusing.
No, the real, because we're actually the biggest show here, and so like they'll know what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. We actually like put the station on to like so many people. Like they gotta pay us royalties low key.
Yeah.
They're
surprised that we're doing the show together because this is like Ethel Lana beef right now, and we're coming together.
Yeah.
It's like Lord and Charlie.
You're like Ethel because you're like irrelevant, and then I'm like Lana because I'm like a Republican.
Yeah.
So like
right.
It's basically that kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
This is like when Lola Young.
It's like when Lola Young fainted on stage.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that was crazy.
She was faking it.
Okay,
I will play my first song. I'll play. Oh, no, you were supposed to go.
No, you go ahead. No,
okay.
Just talk over Black Woman. Like, I'm a woman now. Me and Sarah, like, fuse into one.
Yeah, we're like a Garnet from Steven Universe.
I'll play my first.
Yeah, you go.
You go.
I don't want to go.
Okay, well,
you go.
Who's listening to this? I'm going to be playing The Heat by Toni Braxton, banger. I'm going to play Oceanic Feeling by Lorde because we went to the Lorde concert and she played that.
Yeah, Luke Berry went to the Lorde show.
I literally cried. And then Bloodbath Dance by Kamo.
Play them.
Let's give them a listen.
Anybody want some ice cream?
It's a blue day. We could jump a leap. When I hit that water, when it holds me, I think about my father doing the same thing. When he was a boy, it's a blue day. We could go fishing. You'll catch the big one.
Thank you.
jump building up high.
Here's the wood brought in by the time.
I know you show me how. I'll know when it's time to take off my robes and step into the choir.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
Join us every Thursdays at 1 on
CIC
for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
You just listened to The Heat by Toni Braxton, Oceanic Feeling by Lorde, and Bloodbath by Kamo on CFRC Radio.
The Lorde song is good. It might be like her best song, like a good solid song. Seven.
It might be, and
best song, 6 or 7, like.
Yes, six or 7 out of 10. We were saying you were looking at your playlist for when you were getting crazy with it.
Mm-hmm. Right, when you get freaky. Yeah. Can I say that?
I think you say that. Yeah.
When you get freaky, and my playlist. Wait, should I read out the?
Yeah.
So it's Seabat by Hudson Mohawk.
That one's
Among
very.
Among Us Balls and Yo. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, can.
Stereo Madness from Geometry Dash. American Terrorist. Arsk and Fu. Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. And so that's like the vibe
beautiful.
In your bedroom.
Yeah. usually I don't put on music. I feel like it's a little, depends on, it really depends on the vibe.
I'm not a music person, really.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you're not putting plantains on?
Silent. I need it silent.
Yeah.
I want the crickets to be heard.
I can tell you a story after the cameras.
You need the bone squeak to be heard. Like,
yeah.
And like the
my bones are cracking at all time.
You should put on 6-7.
I don't have that one.
Oh.
Sarah, do you want to
I'll play my next song. Yeah.
So my next song is 6-7.
I'm going to play a lot of new music. I'm going to play new Geese. I'll play my favorite song from the new album, which is O Pays du Cocaïne, or like cocaine.
Mm.
Cocaine Country. And then also new Cowgirl Clue, who we play Cowgirl Clue on our show, The Grove, often.
All the time.
But new album dropped and it's so good. And my favorite song is Left Unsaid. And then I'll also be playing Winnipeg local. We're actually in Winnipeg right now. I'll play Like a Drug by Meat Computer.
Yes.
So yeah.
I put you on Meat Computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's give it a listen.
Stay with me, baby. You can stay with me and nobody would care. You can stay with me. You can stay with me and just pretend I'm not there. Like you say.
Disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
You just listened to Au Pays du Coquin by Geese, Left Unsaid by Cowgirl Clue, and Like a Drug by Meat Computer.
You have such a beautiful French accent. It's almost like it's real.
Mm. Yeah, but it's not, and that's what exactly. And that's what I'm all about.
Exactly. Sarah's like one who confounds. Like we were at the Lord concert, and my friends were like, wait, why'd they put all the POCs in the back, yeah. Including Sarah? Like, that's not.
Yeah, and it was yeah. It was like, oh, they put the four POCs in the back, and I was like, girl, and Aiden's like, shh, be silent. Yeah. Like, I'm the imposter.
The imposter among us. Guys, Among Us is coming back in a big way. I'm actually so serious.
Like, Fortnite creative map for, mm-hmm. for one PTA. Battle after another.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the PTA?
Yeah, we saw that, yes, last night at like 10
also,
p.m.
No one cares about the songs I played, but
I guess.
Oh. The songs were good.
Oh, yes. It's because we were talking about them as they were playing, and so I forgot.
That's okay. Back to PTA.
Yeah.
That's
PTA.
It was so good. We loved it.
Good.
Late show is a vibe.
This bleep don't pop for you. Like.
Exactly. Exactly. It was kind of like, there's a lot of like massage noir. No, I really liked it. I enjoyed it. Which is surprising because, well, it's not surprising. I like some PTA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of his most like cohesive stories in like, previously the only one was like Punch Drunk Love was like kind of like a cohesive like singular narrative.
I think Phantom Thread is very like cohesive as well, but you haven't seen it.
Yeah, and Licorice Pizza is like dog, so I'm glad like we worked that one out.
Yeah. I have to watch that still.
Yeah.
One day.
I'm gonna play my next song from an OG, Tyga. I think believe from Toronto. Saw him play at Portola. DJ set with the Blessed Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty fire.
With the Blessed.
So we're gonna do that. Got the new Bass Victim song, G-string edit, pretty fire. And then after that, we're gonna be playing Soul Wax with NY Lips Kawasaki dub.
Play them.
Let's give them a listen.
Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for the program. I, young host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
You just listened to What You Need by Tyga. Before that was Walk Hard G-String Edit by Bass Victim. And before that, we had NY Lips by Soul Wax. A completely original song.
Completely original.
That does not sample. Doesn't sample that.
Not at all.
No, not at all. Original.
Yeah. Original.
Y'all are like losing. You're losing it. You guys had so much good banter.
Exactly.
See what I did there? Oh.
Well, this is why we're losing it, bro. Because like, he starts doing some BS.
I put
that.
You off, but you can't handle my energy.
You literally put us on with like, that Shrek soundtrack, like, know, song.
I was hella, like, in it. I'm talking about in it. And then you, like...
Yeah.
So what do you think of the song?
Wait, I have a good Shrek joke.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so like in the next Shrek movie, they're gonna play like Pink Pony Club, and then a pink pony's gonna pull up and be like, "You talk about me."
That would actually be no, it's too far past that. Are they gonna play Pink Pony Club? Like,
well, did you see the new
Begonia? They play Good Luck Babe in the trailer, and it's
apparently
like a distorted.
People who saw the NYFF are like saying like it's actually like integral to the plot. Like Good Luck Babe by Chapel Run is like integral to the.
But
plot
it's the newest Begonia trailer. Like the older ones didn't.
I did see that one. Yeah. That's cool.
Crazy.
Bro, this is why the energy's off, because if you say something and you're like,
oh, that's crazy.
That's true.
Let's give these a listen.
You have to be like, whoa. Like, well, you have to like be like those YouTube reactors.
Sorry, I'm not good at
water,
that.
Water, ice, salt. Hey, what? You know the video?
No.
Oh.
No! Sorry, that's what I meant to say.
So that one video where the guy's like, a water balloon. It's those two guys reacting to 5 minute crafts.
No, dude, that is maybe sounds like the craziest video of all time.
Like, have you ever, like, do you know how, like, marinating chicken works? So, like, when you put, like, chicken in a bag with, like, lemon, like, it's gonna taste like lemon, right? And you put, like, barbecue sauce, like, and chicken in a Ziploc bag, like, it's gonna taste like barbecue sauce.
And then if you put in the jalapeno, it's gonna be spicy. It's gonna burn your lips, even though it's just you're putting the chicken in the thing. So, that's the thing about chicken marinated. Is that y'all don't even understand. Like, the chicken takes on the flavor of, like, the ranch.
Yeah, like, whatever you dressing. Put the chicken in, like, that's what the chicken's gonna taste
no
like.
No way, guys. That was so insane. Was that better?
Yeah. Well, you don't even know the reference, but real ones out there would get it.
Yeah. Are you excited to have more than one listener this week because you have us?
Yeah, no, I am. I don't even know if I have one listener. Sometimes no. Eric tunes in, and that's cool. And he's like, that was sick, man.
No, we're listening.
Yeah, it's because he has no job.
Hey, Eric's got a job.
He has a job. Diabetes Canada.
He's a taxi driver for diabetic people, right? Yeah.
No, he doesn't drive her. Oh, my God.
We're going to fire. He's going to get fired.
He's going to get fired because of this, bro. Because everyone
listens. Let's play our next song. Yeah. No, let's play our next song. Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you say what you're playing. You remember what you're playing?
Of course.
Yeah, I'll play also a new song, Petals by Mark William Lewis.
Banger.
I forgot if this single was released before the rest, but this is my favorite.
Was it playing? It was released as a single?
I forgot which one it was, but Petals is super good, so I'm playing that one.
I'm playing Ganglia by... Andrew Huang, shout out.
So sick. So and I'm gonna play Idiot Calypso by James Holden. Let's give it a listen.
souls in my life. Oh,
Spreading inclusion and friendship to help people with intellectual and developmental disabilities? Volunteer with the team at the Best Buddies Friendship Walk at Lake Ontario Park on October 5th from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tasks will include setting up, dressing up as a mascot, guiding the routes, and much more. For more information, please follow Best Buddies on Instagram at Queens Best Buddies and register with the link in their bio. See you there.
You just listened to Idiot Calypso by James Holden. Before that, we had Ganglia by Andrew Huang. And before that, we had Petals by Mark William Lewis.
Mm. So I won this round, huh?
Yeah.
You won the round?
Yeah, I won this
with
round.
With what? With what? Song. Mark William Lewis?
Mortal Kombat.
Y'all have never heard of James Holden like that because he's a genius. That song was mind-blowing.
Yeah, you know who else they call the genius? Kanye West. Oh. How do you feel now?
Who?